Later today, we get the first Fed minutes release of 2023. The tone in markets has changed quite a bit since the last decision, with the market taking the Fed a lot more seriously with respect to it needing to keep with a more restrictive policies track. The realities of strong jobs data, strong retail sales data, and hot inflation prints are all realities that have actually ramped up expectation that things could even be more aggressive with respect to the policy outlook than the Fed has communicated thus far. To recap, at the most recent decision, the Fed raised rates 25 basis points as expected and kept with its guidance of more rate hikes ahead while also considering economic developments. But during the post-decision presser, the market got excited when the Fed chair acknowledged the disinflationary process had started. And it was this language that offset all the hawkish speak, allowing for risk assets to try and run higher. So what it comes down to when assessing the balance of risk into today's Fed minutes is just how much the minutes will reflect the upgraded hawkish expectations we've seen since that last decision. Again, since the decision, we've seen that run of data that should even have the Fed turning its head with respect to the policy outlook, with the thought that it will need to get even more aggressive than it has been. And so we believe there is risk the minutes will feel stale and outdated and not convey the appropriate message factoring in the most recent run of data. This leaves risk for the market to read the minutes as less hawkish and attempt to rally risk assets in the aftermath. Of course, if this is the case, we don't expect any post-event risk rally to be sustainable as the reality of the stale, outdated minutes takes hold. And if the minutes manage to lean more hawkish than expected, this could open the door for an even more aggressive liquidation in risk assets and a rally in the US dollar. That's all for now.